My father left first. I was only a baby. I don't know, 2 months or 6 weeks or something like that. And he was supposed to start to bring us there to the United States after 4 years. Like I said, he bought a real truck already. He was a big businessman. His father was so religious, and they always say United States is not a kosher land. You heard about it? Tefillah, they used to say in Jewish, Tefillah means it's not religious enough. And he didn't want his oldest son to be in the United States, not Tefillah, you know, in another. So one family was coming here. So he went to her and begged her to tell them that my family, that his wife and kids will never come to the United States because mother is a sickly woman, the kids have bad eyes. All of a sudden, my father sends in a couple hundred dollars, tells my mother to buy a house, he's coming back. We didn't know nothing about it. And he came back after Shabbos, they came from shul. You know what? And they called in a few of the neighbors and friends, you know, make like a kiddush, like a little party. My father started to cry. And everybody said, my father's name was Dave, David. Why are you crying? Martha, I had already a real truck. I could have brought my family, could have been a rich man. So his father admitted he did not want his oldest son to be in a traitor land, in a religious land. That's how it happened. My first time, my father came back. See, he left me when I was only a few weeks old. And he came back, I think, in 1911, or end of 1910, 1911. I was born 1907.
Okay.
See? Sure, that's why I say I didn't know my father too much. Then, when, as I say, when the war broke out and he left in 1914, we didn't know even if my father made it to the United States or not.
Why did he leave in 1914?
He didn't like it. He didn't like anymore our city. He couldn't get nothing. He couldn't get used to it. He was already Americanized, wanted back to the United States. Whatever he did wasn't good enough. Wasn't good enough, mother. So he wants to go back to America, So he went back to America. She borrowed $50, 50 rubles to take him. He should go back. He left in 1914 when the war broke out. See, the last time we heard from him, after the first time, end of 1918, that mother should try and make passports and he's going to send money and we should come to the United States. That's how it happened. We came here in 1920. But then, if you remember, between the Bolsheviks and Polish, one day the Bolsheviks used to come, next day Polish used to come, they fight. So we left Horodok and we went to Pinsk to make our passports. I was together with mother and her passport. You had to be 13. My sister Mary had a passport. But I was with my sister Bessie, with my mother's passport. We came to Pinsk. It was a little bigger city. We were there about 5-6 weeks. And then the Polish were coming, the Russians were coming there. So we went to Warsaw.